The summer solstice has passed, ticket sales have begun, and we're marching steadily towards the opening of the 41st annual Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts, taking place this year in Sechelt, August 17th through the 20th. I'm Sean Eckford, one of the board members here at the festival, and I sat down recently with Artistic and Executive Director Marissa Alps for a preview of what to expect for Festival 2023. So Marissa, this is actually your debut festival as our Artistic and Executive Director, and I just have to start by asking you how your nerves are holding out. How are you doing?
I'm very nervous, feeling a lot of pressure. As it's my first year, I'm sort of waiting to see how people react to the lineup and what ticket sales will be like and what I'm forgetting to do. Jane Davidson set the bar very high in terms of festival programming and just running the festival so beautifully for so many years.
So all that said, I have to ask too, if you approached this year's programming with a particular theme or something particular in mind, or did you just kind of scan a bookshelf of recent releases and said, that one looks good, that one looks good, that one's not bad?
Well, really, that was part of it. I really wanted to put some authors and books out there that I was really excited about, but really I was looking for variety. My goal was to program a festival where there would be at least one event that someone would want to go to. So I wanted to offer a lot of variety in terms of the types of authors we were having, you know, the books that were being presented. So I just really wanted some people to feel like there's something for everybody.
I think given that we are recording this on National Indigenous Peoples Day here in Canada, and usually I start by asking about the Rockwood Lecture, it's even more apropos to start at that point this time because we've got Jody Wilson-Raybould coming in to deliver the lecture. What is she going to be speaking on?
To my knowledge, her lecture is going to be based on her most recent book, which is called True Reconciliation. I recommend that everyone go out and read it. She's looking at practical ways Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people can work together and really bring reconciliation to the forefront and make it effective and something that is incorporated into our everyday lives. There's sort of three main practices that she's espousing. Can you just pull that book for me?
I was going to ask if this was a quiz, because I just finished the book, and I think they are Learn, Understand, and Act.
Thank you.
So, you know, even though typically the lecture is not a presentation of the author's book per se, the themes we're going to hear are built on this book as far as we can guess.
Yes, that's my understanding. I wish that we could have held twice the number of people in the pavilion because Jody's events sold out in 2 hours. We have a substantial waiting list of people who are hoping that they can get a ticket.
The other thing that sometimes happens at the festival is we are unintentionally more topical than we might normally be. And I think that's the case this year with John Valiant and his book, Fire Weather, because it seems every time we have a book on the wildfire theme in the lineup, it turns out to be one of the worst wildfire seasons in the country. And I'm sure there's no direct connection, but I imagine that this is going to be a well-attended event too, given what's been happening in the country this season and how unprecedented it seems to be.
It is actually kind of scary, and I'm wondering what things are going to look like in August as we're even farther into our wildfire season. And are we going to have clear skies come festival weekend? Are we going to be smelling smoke in the air from forest fires around us? No, John's talk is extremely, extremely timely, and I have no doubt that he's going to be talking about the wildfire season and in ways that will enlighten the audience and help us all pay attention. his event could sell out quite soon. We don't have that many tickets left, but there's still a few.
Let's state with the broad theme anyway that we've started out with is the nonfiction side of the festival this year. Pick me a couple of other highlights of the nonfiction authors and their books that you're looking forward to.
Well, I'm really excited about my Off the Beaten Track event, which is the Sunday morning event with Amanda Lewis, Ellen Schwartz, and Carol Simpson. And these are all three authors who have written memoirs about their lives off the beaten track. Amanda Lewis's book is called Tracking Giants, and it's all about her quest to find some of the biggest trees in British Columbia. And then we have Ellen Schwartz, who is writing about her life as a hippie homesteader, which happened, you know, not recently, but, you know, she's writing about her earlier life in Galena Bay. And she also spent some time on a commune, so she has some interesting observations. And then Carol Simpson ran a very, very remote wilderness lodge up in Babine Lake in northwestern British Columbia. And that was quite an experience. She and her husband had bought the lodge, them, you know, together, and then he passed away very suddenly after they'd only had it for about a year. And Carol decided, instead of selling and sort of deciding she wasn't something she could do on her own, she did the exact opposite and ran the lodge for quite a few years on her own, and had was extremely independent and had all sorts of adventures in the wilderness. So that's a really fun event. Another event I wanted to highlight are Sunshine Coast authors. We have J. Edward Chamberlain, otherwise known as Ted, speaking about his newest book, Storylines, which is published right here on the Sunshine Coast by Douglas and McIntyre. And Teresa Kishkan, who's another writer who's been at the festival before, but not recently. And she has a lovely collection of essays called Blue Portugal and Other Essays. And they're going to be speaking together and talking about storytelling and their lives as writers. It's going to be a fabulous and fascinating event.
Another one that I think some people may already be anticipating, because Angela Sterrett has been on our stage before as part of a special event we presented. Now this is my turn to have a memory lapse. Calendar year-wise, that was earlier in 2023, correct?
That was actually September 2022.
Ah, okay.
But good for remembering that Angela has been here before as a moderator. I was actually going to mention her book, too. Unbroken is her memoir as a young person living on the streets, and also her investigation into murdered and missing Indigenous women. I'm actually reading it right now. It's the number one BC bestseller, and it's also broken the Globe and Mail national bestseller list. It's really gripping, and she's talking about how the system has failed Indigenous peoples, but in particular Indigenous women, and how she talks in depth about the Highway of Tears and the women who have gone missing along the Highway of Tears over the years, and their fight to get for action. Many of those cases are still unsolved to this day.
Another thing that I think everyone anticipates a little bit of at the festival is something drawn from the category of mysteries. This year, we're leavening that with a little bit of humor, because I had no idea that the Ferguson brothers had a mystery planned, and suddenly here we are.
I met with Ian and Will's publicist earlier this year, and when she told me that they were writing a murder mystery series together, I was like, oh my goodness, we have to have Ian and Will back at the festival. They are very funny, both of them, and, you know, seasoned presenters. This concept of them writing a mystery together, I mean, I can't wait to see how they present the book on stage between the two of them. I hope they talk about the writing process and what it was like writing this. They've written books together before, but they were books of nonfiction. So it's really interesting to see how they managed to keep the novel narrative, the tone of the story, how they managed to keep that consistent with between the both of their voices and how they managed to do that. I'm really looking forward to their presentation.
I want to imagine, and I hope they don't spoil this illusion for me, that one of them took the role of the murderer in plotting everything out and made the other one write the protagonist and try to figure it out, because that's the sort of stunt I would have pulled on my brother.
Oh, I love that idea.
So if you're listening, Ian and Will, reverse engineer the book to claim that's how you did it, and we'll all be happy. Another thing that people know of the festival is that we'll end with music. This year, we're not only ending with music, we're starting with music. What's going to be happening for that first event on Thursday with Adriana Barton?
I loved Adriana's book, Wired for Music, and it's all about how our bodies and our minds are actually wired to respond to music and how it can actually affect our mental well-being, our health, and even how, you know, we receive information and how our brains work. And so I thought it would be very fitting for Adriana, when she did her talk about her book, to have a musician on stage to sort of collaborate with her. And I'm hoping that we'll actually get to have a deeper understanding of the concepts in her book through the music. And I definitely thought of Simon Paradis and his own story and how music helped heal him, which we learned through his wife's book, Kara Stanley's book, Fallen, which is a beautiful masterpiece in itself. So I think all those things sort of transpire together, I think will make a magical opening. And I love the idea of how the festival is bookended with music, Simon and Adriana talking about music, and then ending with our musical concert with Tom and Calissa Landa.
Before I move on with another question, do you have anything you want to say about that closing event?
Well, I've been a big fan of the Paperboys since the early 1990s. And so it was actually a dream of mine to bring the Paperboys to play as part of the festival. Now, there's a lot of Paperboys, and we probably wouldn't have been able to fit everyone on the stage or afford to pay them properly. So I'm just delighted to have Tom, who was the founder of the Paperboys, and his amazingly talented partner, Calissa. And they're bringing Steve Mitchell, who's their longtime friend and was also a member of the Paperboys, for this special sort of more intimate performance for us. I think it's going to be a real treat. And one of the things I didn't actually realize about Calissa was that she at one time was one of like the BC provincial champion fiddle player, and when she was only like 12 years old. So she's an extremely talented musician. I'm really looking forward to hearing that concert.
One of the things that I do want to make sure that I always highlight when we do these introductory podcasts, because it helps steer people to something they might not already have on their radar, is the New Voices event. So tell me about what you've got planned for New Voices this year.
Ah, yes, New Voices. So both of these writers are ones that when we started out this podcast, this interview, and you were saying, oh, so how did you decide? Did you just look on the shelf and say, oh, I like that one and that one? Well, that's kind of the case our New Voices event. These are both writers I was very excited to hear about. And Finding Edward by Sheila Murray was shortlisted for the Governor General's Literary Award for Fiction last year, so in 2022. And that's when her book came onto my radar. And then Jessica John's book, Bad Cree, was receiving so much press and had so many wonderful descriptions from other writers I admire, like Eden Robinson, that, again, I had to check it out. you know, these are both debut novelists, and the worlds that they've created in both Bad Cree and Finding Edward, to me, were just so complex and so well done and so fascinating. I just thought it would be a really powerful combination to have them together. And they're going to be interviewed by Megan Cole, who is the communications coordinator of the BC and Yukon Book Prizes. So I think she has a lot of experience talking with fiction writers and interviewing writers. So I think she'll be able to bring out some really interesting highlights in their conversation.
The other aspect of the festival that you're continuing on now that you've stepped into the role of artistic and executive director is making sure that we have an event or two that highlights poetry. So tell me about what's in store for fans of poetry this year.
So poetry is very dear to my heart, and these poets were all like handpicked by myself. So Jen Curran is, you know, an award-winning poet, and their newest collection is called Trinity Street, which is published by House of Anansi Press. I was really taken with Trinity Street. It really transported me. And then we have Connor Kerr, who's published his second collection of poetry with Nightwit Editions, which is again a Sunshine Coast Press. And his collection, Old Gods, a lot of it is set in the prairies and speaks very closely to his Métis heritage. His poems were surprising, like very, very evocative, and, you know, very funny, some of them, and again, really, really speak of place. And then Cecily Nicholson, she's just been shortlisted for the Dorothy Livesey Poetry Prize. Her book is called Harrowings, and it's published by Talon Books in Vancouver. And it talks, you know, there's lots of themes running through it. But again, that sense of place is very deeply ingrained in her poetry. And she talks a lot about sort of agriculture and Black history, but really it's that sort of for me that sense of place and landscape really threads its way through all three poetry collections, and I think it's going to play out really beautifully.
I'm not going to sandbag you by asking you to pick a favorite, but I would like to wrap up by asking you maybe to suggest an author that festival goers might not have heard of, but might find themselves really surprised and excited if they make the effort to go. I know that's almost as bad a question.
That's a terrible question. I could just read out the whole...
I'm evil and mean.
I could just read out the whole program because there's so many writers that fit in that category for me. Oh, who am I going to say? I am very much looking forward to hearing Tara McGuire speak. Her book is Holden After and Before, and it is a deeply moving, beautifully written memoir. It's actually part fiction, part nonfiction, because she is writing about losing her son Holden to a drug overdose. And it's, you know, it's this heartbreaking memoir of this mother's loss of her son, who was only in his early 20s when he died. And it's that loss of everything that he could have become. The fiction part of it is that she's trying to bring Holden's life into sort of clearer focus for herself. So she has to go back and sort of, you know, fictionalize what she thinks his life might have been like. You know, she's trying to write from his perspective as well as her own, which, of course, she couldn't know exactly what he was experiencing or doing at all times. So, but it is just, it's masterful. And she is going to be interviewed by Andrea Wu, who is a Globe and Mail columnist, right, who writes about the opioid drug crisis, homelessness, and, you know, a lot of sort of pressing issues. So she's very well informed about some of the things that Tara writes about in her book. So I think it's going to be quite a very moving, heartbreaking event, but really informative. And I think it will provide the audience and myself too, just a new perspective on some of these issues that our community is facing right now.
Phew, see, there we go. Hardest question done. I always feel guilty asking that question.
Well, and there's a lot more writers that I could have said, so that are right there as well. I could keep on talking forever.
And that this is the bind, because we are unfortunately running out of time. But I think the lesson here is, you know, if there's a writer on our list this year that you're not familiar with, that's the one you should take a chance on, because you're almost always going to find yourself pleasantly surprised. How's that sound for summing it up?
That sounds great. That sounds great. Oh, I could have talked about J.D. Derbyshire and Carrie Mack and Karina Chong and Andrea Routley and, yeah, Tom Rockman. So much. Jack Knox, Danny Ramadan. Oh, there's so many great writers.
Tickets for the 2023 Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts are on sale now. For more information about how to get a hold of them, visit our website at writersfestival.ca. And you can also keep up to date on all festival news by following us on Twitter at SC Written Arts and Instagram as well, also SC Written Arts. I'm Sean Eckford. Thanks for listening to our preview podcast. And we'll see you at the Rockwood Center, August 17th through the 20th.